Refreshed New Zealand Disability Strategy launched. Community update, December. Producers note, this document shows the logo of Ministry of Disabled People, Whaikaha. On the left is a QR code and underneath the words, scan for the NZSL name. This document was produced as a single audio file, primarily for blind, deafblind and low vision people, by Accessible Information and Communications Limited on the 28th of November 2025. Being a single file, navigation to different sections is not supported. More information about our production process is given at the end. In this document there are links to long website URLs. If we think a URL may be difficult to hear or remember, our approach is to set it up as a short URL in the form aicomps.nz followed by a slash in then four digits, which is much easier to hear and remember than a typical URL. When you browse to one of these URLs, your browser will automatically redirect to the original long URL. End of producer's note. Refreshed New Zealand Disability Strategy launched. Community update, December. A refreshed and action-focused New Zealand Disability Strategy 2026-2030 was launched today by the Minister for Disability Issues, Louise Upston. The strategy refresh and public consultation was led by the Ministry of Disabled People, Whaikaha. The new strategy includes a vision and principles to set the direction for the strategy and guide work across government for disabled people and Tangata Whaikaha Māori. 5 priority outcome areas of education, employment, health, housing and justice. Each has a goal and a set of actions to support the goal. A monitoring approach to measure the government's progress towards delivering the strategy. The strategy also notes the important foundations on which it has been built. These are the Treaty of Waitangi, Te Tiriti o Waitangi, the Treaty Enabling Good Lives, EGL, and the United Nations Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities, UNCRPD, document here, aicomps.nz/6079, and other human rights commitments. Common threads or ideas that run through the whole strategy are improved accessibility including in transport, better, more consistent and detailed data about disabled people, people working in government to have a much better understanding of disability and to commit to disabled people having access to services on an equal basis. What changed after consultation? Public consultation showed strong support for the strategy's vision, principles, goals and actions. However, much work is needed to give the disability community confidence the strategy will lead to positive change. A key theme of feedback was the need for the strategy to reflect the EGL approach. The EGL principles have now been included in the strategy as a foundation, alongside the treaty and the UNCRPD. A new action in the housing area is for a review of the social housing system to include the diverse needs of disabled people and how they can be met. This is because many people called for greater emphasis on accessible social housing, particularly as some responsibility for social housing shifts from local government to community housing providers. Next steps. Early next year, Whaikaha will work with relevant government agencies to develop an implementation plan to sequence and deliver the strategy's actions. Agencies will provide progress updates and Whaikaha will report annually to Parliament. Whaikaha will also develop a framework to measure the impact of the strategy on the lives of disabled people and Tangata Whaikaha Māori. This information will be published on the Whaikaha website using interactive dashboards updated annually. Find the New Zealand Disability Strategy and summaries on the Whaikaha website. aicomps.nz/4270. The summaries of the strategy are available in alternate formats. For audio, braille, easy read and large print, aicomps.nz/2559. For NZSL, aicomps.nz/6519. Producer's note, this audio version of this document was produced on the 28th of November 2025 by Accessible Information and Communications Limited, 2/13 Upland Road, Remuera, Auckland 10500. Phone 09320-4173. Email info@aicomps.co.nz. Website www.aicomps.co.nz. This production was made using a computerized process for converting text to speech with a broadcast quality human voice. Our process includes listening to the resulting speech and taking action to minimize pronunciation errors, including words in Te Reo Māori and Polynesian languages. This production is intended primarily for blind, deafblind and low vision people. Feedback helps us improve the quality of our service. Please contact us to comment or raise any queries regarding our production of this document. End of document.